USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will begin at 9 o'clock Eastern Time today. Today and tomorrow, each senator on the committee will be given time to ask Coney Barrett questions. President Trump is hitting the campaign trail on Tuesday. The president will be in Pennsylvania, a state he won in 2016, but currently a state that former Vice President Joe Biden is leading by about 4 percentage points. On Monday, President Trump returned to his large rallies after his bout with COVID-19, the president telling a Florida audience,
"And if I don't always play by the rules of Washington establishment, it's because I was elected to fight for you, and I fight harder than anybody has ever fought for you."
Today, former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Florida. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
California Secretary of State Alex Padilla, along with State Attorney General Javier Becerra, have issued a cease and desist order to the California Republican Party to stop using unofficial drop boxes. Padilla saying reports of unofficial drop boxes came in over the weekend.
These boxes are not the same as county election drop boxes that are required to meet state security standards as well as other regulations, including the regular retrieval of ballots delivered to those drop boxes by voters.
AG Becerra saying those behind the unofficial drop boxes are completely wrong. The drop boxes were seen in Los Angeles, Fresno, and Orange counties. Five men accused in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will appear in a federal court Tuesday for a hearing on whether they should be detained before trial. The men, part of an anti-government group, were arrested on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats are expected to focus on protecting Obamacare, while Republicans are expected to go on offense regarding religion on the second day of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Regarding the Democrats' claims that confirming Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court would do away with Obamacare, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire says,
That's actually not what's on the chopping block right now. The concept is severability, and it would not appear that the Supreme Court is really going to be cutting down all of the Affordable Care Act. But that being said, Steve, let's take the legal aspect out of it. Let's just look at the health care part. The Affordable Care Act in itself is not mirrored or married to the whole pre-existing conditions and everything else, yet it is a concept. It is a concept that the Affordable Care Act covers more people and covers pre-existing illness.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. A new Mason-Dixon polling and strategy poll finds that 62% of Americans do not want senators to ask questions about Amy Coney Barrett's religion during the Supreme Court nomination hearings. The poll found that 30% of those surveyed did support questions about religious views at the hearings. 8% were not sure. Breaking down along party lines, Republicans were dead set against it, with 85% opposed, but Democrats were split, with 45 opposed and 44 in support of questions about her religious views. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.